Okay, everyone. Baruch Hashem, we are starting. Welcome to everyone who's here, Baruch Hashem, and everyone out there. I'd like to welcome everyone. This is really a momentous occasion that, if everyone can mute themselves, I'd really appreciate it. Really a momentous occasion. Baruch Hashem, last week we had the schus to make a siyum over Mishnah Berurah, and Baruch Hashem, today we start all over again, which we know is very, very important. I just want to thank everybody for I don't know how many people throughout the years attended the first, the second cycle around, and now everyone who's here now and who in the future will attend one way or another the Mishnah Berurah. We know this is our Mesorah. Our Mesorah is through Slabodka and the Chofetz Chaim. And I just want to mention very quickly that the Chofetz Chaim has a beautiful, as we can imagine, Hakdama, introduction to the Mishnah Berurah. And just to summarize it, he says that the same way a person has to eat, a person doesn't eat, they cannot survive. So too, a person, when it comes to learning Torah, person has to feed their neshama, and learning Torah is the way we feed our neshama. But it's better than food. Food only lasts for a short time. Then you're hungry again. Feeding your neshama with Torah, this learning that we do, sustains the neshama eternally, forever. And the Chofetz Chaim goes on to talk about, say, the famous line in the second column when he brings from the Vilna Gaon, who brings from the Yerushalmi, the kol teva v'teva she'adam lo made Torah hu mitzvos aseh bifnei atzma, that every single word that you learn in Torah is a separate mitzvah. In other places, the Chofetz Chaim talks about that. In Shmiras HaLashon, he talks about it, in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, I think, that again, words, you could rack up in learning 200 words a minute, the Chofetz Chaim estimated. It's 200 mitzvahs per minute. So he doesn't say that here, but he mentions the concept. And so then he says, and the most important thing in learning is learning halacha l'maisa, right? Halacha, even though all Torah is important, and no matter what you learn, you could learn taros, you could learn korbanos, and whatever, you know, it's Torah, but still, learning halacha l'maisa is more important than anything else. And the person has to learn halacha every day, and person has to know what to keep in his life, what's the right thing to do and what not to do. And therefore, he goes on to explain that why he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, and he said one of the reasons is that, he says, very interesting, that really the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, his intention was that a person should learn the Shulchan Aruch together with the Tur in the Beis Yosef, not just to learn the Shulchan Aruch by itself. But that became difficult for people to do because there's so many commentaries, and as the years go on, it became more and more difficult. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says that he wrote the Mishnah Berurah so that a person could just open up the Mishnah Berurah and know what to do. And he says that's why it's over Or HaChaim, the first section of Shulchan Aruch. So we know there's four sections of Shulchan Aruch. There's Or HaChaim, which the Mishnah Berurah is on. There's Yoredeya, there's Choshen Mishpat, and there's Evan Ezer. So the Mishnah Berurah is only over the Or HaChaim. But again, the genius of the Chofetz Chaim is that in various places, also when it goes in more depth in the Be'er Halacha, so the Chofetz Chaim goes all over. You can learn, can have ideas, yedios, concepts in I don't know all Shulchan Aruch, but a lot of Shulchan Aruch if you just learn the Mishnah Berurah well, which we will do in Emeret Hashem, as Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's a very quick summary of the Mishnah of the Hakdama, something very worthwhile to learn. And so let's start from Simon Aleph. Okay, so the Chofetz Chaim, as we said, the Mechaber says, as we mentioned on Wednesday night, Yisgaber ka'ari la'mo baboker la'avodas boro shehu me'orer hashachar. Famous lines that the Mechaber says, a person should be, you could see in the Baragola, this is from the tour. Person should wake up like a lion to serve Hashem. They used to wake up people, the shamans used to go from door to door. Amod, 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 la bodas barachi. Knock on your window with a hammer and knock on a window. And they wake you up in the morning to get up to serve our Creator. We should wake up at dawn, very early. Now, I just can't help it, but everything I know is basically from the Reshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So the Reshiva had a shmooze that I think of almost every day. And that is, he said, who is the Mechaber, the Torah, the Mechaber talking to? Wake up like a lion. Come on, get up, get up, get up. You know, to serve Hashem. You might have heard me say this, but to me it's one of the Reshiva's clarion shmuzim. There were many. The Reshiva said the Mechaber isn't just talking to lazy people. Mechaber, the halacha is universal, speaking to everybody. So what does that mean? That means that this halacha is talking to even the Vilna Gaon, even the Chofetz Chaim. Great, great people. So what do we see? That even the greatest person, what do they have to, as soon as they open their eyes, they, come on, come on, come on, get up, right? In other words, so the Rishu said, everybody needs chizuk in the morning, right? Nobody wants to get out of bed. You could be a great, you know, it's tough. Everybody says, the Chofetz Chaim popped out of bed. I don't know, maybe he did, I don't know. But I'm just talking about deep down, there's always that struggle, right? The Yetzer Hara tries to get all of us, no matter how. And we know Chazal tells you, the bigger you are, the more he's working overtime. So that's something that we always have to think about. We all, and I think about this constantly, and I tell this to younger Rabbanim, that's our job. Our job is to give people chizuk. And it's not just my job, it's your job too. To give people chizuk. Nobody wants to wake up in the morning, and nobody wants to keep on going, and nobody wants to do anything, right? I'd rather stay in bed with my teddy bear, right? So what? Even the greatest person, the Rishu said, has a struggle. Again, it could be less, but you know, like, you got to push yourself. So that's the very first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber ended by saying, should be one of the Me'orei HaShachar, those people who are up when it's dawn, when it's very early. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah base, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says, Be'ashlo kasav sod. The Shlach Kadosh wrote a sod. A sod usually is something in Kabbalah or a secret, some deep spiritual secret. L'chaber yom v'layla b'torah o b'tfila heim b'boker heim b'arev. You should attach the day to the night, either in learning or in davening. So we do that, if you recall, before COVID. So what do we have? We learn Mishnah Berurah between Mincha Ma'ariv. So what? So we went over like the Twilight Zone line. We were learning when it was still at the end of the day, and then when it got into the night. Again, it's even for a few minutes, you just go over that line. But still we're doing it. And betfilah, right? We could do it in tefillah also. So you should attach the day and the night together. They should be attached. Again, it could be either in the morning or in the night. Okay, and then he goes on to talk about Netilas Dayim, which we'll talk about a little more later, about the importance of washing the Netilas Dayim when we wake up as soon as possible, as quickly as possible, not to walk for Amos, but in Meretz Hashem, we will get into that. Now let's go to the Ramah. V'al kol panim lo ya'acher zman ha'tfila shatzivur mispalim. a person should not be. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though it won't be after Zman Tefillah or Zman Kriyashma, but you should daven. You should daven with the tzibur. You should daven at the time the tzibur davens. Well, let's say in the morning for chakras, might be very early, but still you should daven with them. And the Ramah says a famous line, Shvisi Hashem lenegdi tovin. I put Hashem in front of me constantly, who klal gadol betorah v'malos hatzadikim asher holkim lifnei Hashem. Placing Hashem, the Hashem is in front of me, right? That I could actually visualize or imagine that Hashem is actually in front of me. The same way the Mishnah Sharma says that I'm in front of, that you're in front of me right now, or I'm in front of you, depending on how you look at it. So the same thing is with Hashem. Hashem is, so we know Hashem, that's part of the Nisayon, that's part of the test, is Hashem. We don't see Hashem, right? That makes it easier for us to do Averas. But we're supposed to work on ourselves that we can imagine Hashem in front of us constantly. Ki ein yeshivasa adam v'tanusav v'askav v'hu levado v'beso ki yeshivasa v'tanusav v'askav v'hu lifnei melech ha-gadol. That person doesn't act the same, or a person doesn't anything the same when he's at home by himself. Mr. Magid is pointing out to me that it's on the balance. Shvisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, right over there on the Aron Kodesh. You have it there. Thank you, Mr. Magid. Because a person doesn't act the same, right? When you're in front of important people, if you're in front of a king, you're in front of important people, you act differently, you dress differently, right? As opposed to if you're at home. If you're at home. V'lo diburo, v'archavas piv, k'ritzono, v'hu im anche beso, v'krovav, ki diburo moshe v'amelach. And so too, if you're amongst your family, people you're close with, so you even talk differently. Everything's differently. As opposed to if you're in front of the king, in front of an important person. Kol shekein, k'shiyasem ha'adam elibo, sh'amelach, ha'gadol, ha'kadosh baruch hu, Asher Malokola Arts Kevodo Omed Allah Viroa Bemasov. So certainly a person has to think about, you're always being watched. The Melech Malchei Amlochim, it's not just a security camera. The Melech Malchei Amlochim, the greatest of the great, sees every little thing you do. Kemoshen Emar, Yisasar Ish Bemistarim V'anilo Arenu Num Hashem. Right, so the Navi says, a person hide wherever he can hide, and Hashem won't see him? Of course. Miyad, so immediately, Yegia Elav Hayira, next page, Hayira V'achna B'pacha Hashem Yisparach V'oshtam Imenu Tamim. So therefore, a person would be in fear and in front of Hashem constantly. Let's finish the Ramah. Well, yispayish mipnei bnei adam. You shouldn't be afraid of people. Amaligim alav belvas Hashem yisparach, who mock you when you want to do a mitzvah, when you want to serve Hashem. V'gam ba'asnei alechas b'shochvo mishkavo yeda lifnei mehu shochev. Also, when you lie down, you should realize, just not whatever. Dress not nicely, or at least be dressed. So, because you're sleeping, you're lying down in front of Hashem. Miyad shiyar mishnaso, and as soon as you have enough sleep, yakum bizrizus, you should get up with zrizus, la avodas boris barakisala. So, yes, the Mishnah Berurah points out that when we talk about you should wake up bizrizus, that the Chofetz Chaim says in Mishnah Berurah, ches, that's lav davka. In other words, you shouldn't just jump out of bed, but rather you should wait a little and get up, not get up quickly, because we all know if you get up quickly, you get dizzy, right? So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says you shouldn't do that. Now, before we go further, we have 5 more minutes. So there is an extremely important Bir Halacha, and it is the second Bir Halacha. And there, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the six constant mitzvahs, the six mitzvahs tamidios. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know this. There are six mitzvahs we could constantly do. And again, you'll see all these six mitzvahs involve no action. You just think. You just think about the one of these six things, you receive a mitzvah. It's an incredible concept. You don't have to do anything. And these are the six constant mitzvahs. We could do it anytime, any place, anywhere. You could do it on Tisha B'Av. You could do it on Yom Kippur. You could do it, right? Now again, we're not necessarily talking about doing them in the bathroom. That's different. But again, there is no circumstance. So I often say, you never know. We don't know. Person Rachman Salamu Aleinu is in a coma, and you don't know what he's thinking. And if that person ingrained inside them, when they were well, these six consummate, how do you know? Maybe he's thinking those things. This person could be racking up mitzvahs we don't even know. So let's go through those. Again, we won't have enough time to go through all of them, but let's at least get started. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Sheish mitzvahs chiyuvasan tamidi. Their obligation is constant, always. Number one, Aleph. Lahamed sheish eloka echad ba'olam. Shekim sikom tzos. To believe that there is a God, a singular God. Not a trinity, not a whatever. One single, unique God who makes everything. One. That is number one. Number two. Shlonamim b'shume Elohim azulaso. There's no other power, no other God, no other thing, no other nothing besides Hashem. Besides this one power. There's only one. Liyachdo. Gimel. Right at the end of the page. Liyachdo. And to proclaim Hashem's oneness. And that's why we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That means we're saying Shema Yisrael here, I'm proclaiming it. Hashem, who we were talking about before, He is watching over the entire world, every other thing. He is one, singular. Now again, I'm using He because we can't describe Hashem. We just use the masculine. Number four, to love Hashem. La le'ehov ha'makom baruch hu. We have to love Hashem. Now again, there are ways to work on this. Ways to work on it, again, if you get a present, somebody gave you a Lamborghini, if you're into that, or something you really want, a house, or you'd love that person. So everything you got, every single second, every single month, that's all from Hashem. It's all matana from Hashem. So to love Hashem, not just to serve Him because, I got to. Number five, Lios Yiras Hashem Yisparach Alpon of Tamei Levilti Yachta. As we mentioned in the Ramah, to the fear of Hashem, right? In other words, having that awareness that Hashem is there constantly and it's real to you. So you have Yiras Hashem. And number six, I guess we will do it. Not to go after wrong, incorrect thoughts or incorrect things that we see, which we know is a very big problem in our... Now, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow, we'll talk a little more about this, about the Chofetz Chaim goes into this idea a little more, which I think is very important. But Emirat Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. Okay, Yashar Koach, everyone. Shevach Lodo Hashem. And the same way that we started, Emirat Hashem, Hashem should give us the schus to finish again. Yashar Koach, everyone. Again, tomorrow, same time, same channel. Okay? Yashar Koach.